cosmic microwave background, or CMB, is the remainder of the radiations that followed after the Big Bang. The same photons that were present as visible light in the early universe are now microwaves. Similarly, another 50 billion years, and these photons will become radio waves and form the cosmic radio wave background. How does that work? After the Big Bang, what followed majorly was the expansion of the universe. The same energy was spread in a much larger area, and so its concentration and overall temperature decreased. As the temperatures dropped below 3000 kelvins, electrons started slowing down. Eventually, their speeds were not enough to overcome attraction by the protons, and these two building blocks came together for the first time ever to create atoms. Similarly, the photons that formed the visible light started to cool down too. And as they cooled down, they lost their energies and shifted from the visible region in the light spectrum to the infrared region. Building on this concept of expansion followed by energy decrease followed by shift in spectrum, we get the CMB. The universe has expanded by around 1,000 times since then. As a result, the photons that we discussed have 1,000th of the energy they earlier used to have. This loss of energy made them shift from the infrared to the microwave region of light. And that is how we now have the CMB, a map of everything that happened in the years that followed the Big Bang. The study of CMB is a look at the time of creation of everything we know. The sizes, the temperatures, the energy distribution, even how strong gravity was at that time. That's it about CMB. Thank you for listening to the Astrophysics Academy.